Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I am here with Ed Stetzer.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right.
I'm here.
That's awesome. Well, it's pretty early for me. I'm in on the West Coast recording. Are you in Chicago right now, Ed?
I am, and it's cold like it always is. I just came from Pensacola where it was nice and warm, but I am back to the tundra.
Very good. Well, I'm well aware of that. When we landed in Vancouver about a week ago, this was at the time of the recording, my kids were like, "It's summer." They started singing the Frozen song.
I thought you had to explain that this was the Frozen song, because I know the Frozen song. I love, you got to let this go, man. You got to let this go. I've seen Frozen 2. Have you seen Frozen 2?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's not. Awesome. It's good. It's good, yeah. But it's Frozen 1, which was, yeah. You know, I mean, it was the show of its time. So
it was, you know, it was. It was
the greatest ever.
Well, just as a quick side note, I'm at the time of this recording, in a couple of weeks, I'm making the next right thing. It's getting into my sermon. So it's going to be a fun thing to integrate as we're in a series on discernment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Most people have no idea what we're talking about, but literally, so Don and I came out and we kept talking about, let's do the next right thing. Cause that's just, you know, that's from the movie. We don't give any more away.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So here's the question for today. It's a question that was sent in, so I'll read it for our listeners. It is from Peter. I hope all is well with you. I recently moved back to my childhood church to take on the associate pastor role with the intention to become the senior pastor in a few years. The church is under 20 people and has an average age of 65 years old. The neighborhood has an average age of 33 years old. The conversation about replanting the church or revitalizing the church has been met with a lot of resistance. They feel all we need to do is invite more young people to church and we'll be fine. There's also been the suggestion of having a contemporary service that I'd lead on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night. What is your suggestion in regards to what the next steps would be in growing the church while the church, growing the church larger and growing the church younger? Thanks in advance.
Huh. First of all, this is the New Church's church planting podcast. That's my first thought. And this doesn't seem like a church planting question. So are we like letting this in? Are we sliding this in under the radar here? What's the deal here?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a replanting, revitalization aspect to it that I think, as I've met many of our listeners, we do have that end of listenership as well. And, you know, you kind of think about the...
Well, I love everybody. I love everybody. But I think of this as our church podcast. But anyway, okay. So I love church revitalization. I have a whole class at Mission Group on church revitalization. And so that sounded like a plug, didn't it? They can go over there, get your book, Five Silver Bullets as well.
Silver Bullets.
You know, I mean... You know, whatever it is. I think anybody who's going through revitalization is going to have a similar path. And I think what he's describing is some of the challenges. There's an unrealistic expectation from, sounds like, some existing, maybe older church members, because they said about younger people. And they think that, well, we got a new pastor. If the new pastor will just, invite some people, as long as we don't change anything in the church, then the church can grow younger. Well, you know, it doesn't really work that way. You know, there is a possibility, you know, he said starting a new service on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's not a bad idea. You know, starting a second service, you know, seeing it as a evangelistic, almost church, almost planting another service. We don't know enough about the size of the church. I mean, if it's 12 people, it might be, you know, ready for a replant where they close down for a while. I don't know if you saw the big news of that Methodist church that was clearly trying to replant. And then it became this national news story. They told all the old people to leave.
No kidding.
And it became all over. Y'all, dude, it was all over, like, everything, you know, Yahoo News, ABC, because it was a Methodist deal, and they brought in a church-starting expert, I think they called this person. I don't remember the person's name. And it was a church of 30 or so, and they told the older folks to kind of go away, and they're going to change the name and restart it. And, you know, I mean, that's not a terrible strategy as long as the people who were the church beforehand were on board to say, you know, we want to get this over to the congregation. We're going to kind of diffuse for a couple of years. We might come back later. But it sounds like they didn't get the people on board beforehand. And so then it feels like you're just kicking out the old
people.
No
kidding.
In fact, the headline, out with the old, in with
the new.
No
kidding. Anyway. Oh, my goodness.
It's brutal.
Change management has gone wrong.
Exactly. Someone needs to read a little bit about Cotter's seven steps. But I think if you could do one of the alternatives to put there rather than, you know, excuse me, we're joking. You know, I said Cotter's eight steps, Cotter's eight steps. If we use something like that, you know, where if you remember, it's create a sense of urgency, build a guiding coalition. You could get people passionate about starting a new service. There's a lot of, there's just a lot of nuances in church evangelization. I mean, gosh, this is a thing I'm passionate about. I've written several books on it, done research, thousands of churches on it. I would say you need a revitalization process, but that process could take, from what you've said, as I see, three forks in the road. Number one, start a second service. Like they've said, you've got permission, do it. I don't know that I'd do it Friday or Saturday. I'd probably do it a different time on Sunday. Number two, they said, well, you know, bring some young people. Okay, we'll do that. You know, take the established service, but say to them that part of it is we need to consider our worship, who we are. We need kind of a self-study is an option. And then thirdly is if it's a small enough environment where people want to restart, you could restart. And, you know, John Mark Clifton's got some helpful stuff on that and replanting, and others do as well. I might do that.
Yeah. And we have interviewed John Mark Clifton on the, I guess, behind the scenes or one of the webinars on newchurches.com as well.
We've done so many things you don't even know anymore. It's like sometime somewhere with somebody, we talked about something. It was really good.
John Mark Clifton is the guy with the hat. So he always wears his hat. Anyway, love the guy.
Yeah, he always had a hat.
Anyway, Peter, as you have gone back to your childhood church, I mean, I think the significant thing right now is that you're kind of in the process of succession. So that is a completely different thing too. And we can address that as well, but just super quickly on the notes of what Ed was saying, I would say, because you're that associate pastor and because there's under 20 people, I would honestly look at the new churches, the essential church planning course and the planting missional churches that Ed and I wrote together and really look at this as, hey, what does it look like to create a launch team to plant a new church, kind of do a church within a church as a sense with a service, because there are only less than 20 people in the church. I'm assuming that the building's all paid off. So at least there's that side of things. There's probably maintenance things that you have to consider, but because the average age of the neighborhood is 33, it wouldn't actually be a bad idea to create a launch team and to launch a service, launch a church, launch a service within the church, and to find the right timing around that. And a lot of time you can do appreciative inquiry, or you could connect with the launch team members and see the best timing as well for all that. So that's probably the best strategy moving forward with the information that we do know. But as it relates to the succession side of things, I would try to gain clarity as much as you can in terms of timeline. And sometimes it helps to bring an outside consultant in or someone, another pastor, if you're part of a denomination or a network, to bring another person in to facilitate that conversation. Because otherwise, if you're not tactful enough, it can seem like you're trying to push, especially if there's ambiguity around the time and the date. And even with all the succession that I'm going through right now in my church, I mean, that was brought an outside consultant, navigated that. And even as we're working in our board, we do have a succession subcommittee, and the chair of the elders is leading that. And everything's really written out and clear. And we have markers of transition in a lot of different categories, like preaching and finances, and board relations and staff relations, and just so many of these different categories we have. Okay, this is what the transition plan looks like. And you need to gain as much clarity as you can. Otherwise, I think long-term, it can definitely be frustrating for not only for you, but for the existing senior pastor and also for the congregation. And if you're starting a new service or a new church, I mean, for that congregation as well, because there's just going to be ambiguity there.
Yeah, good. No, I agree. I think we're on the same page.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thanks again for listening in to the New Churches Q&A podcast. Be sure to send in a question if you haven't yet done so. Speakpipe.com/newchurches is where you can go on your mobile device. Or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right and you'll be good to go. All right. We'll catch you next time.